Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 131, recorded on May 3rd, 2013. I'm Brent Covlin.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Today we got an excellent guest.
Excellent.
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 Sasha Varell is on the show once again.
Hi.
Howdy. How's it going?
I could have sworn I've met you guys before.
Yeah.
It is true.
Way back in episode 76, maybe.
I came back for Wes. Yeah,
that's true.
Right, 76, last year.
Yeah, Wes wasn't there because he hates Sasha Varell, I think.
Yeah, I do. I think I specifically said that.
Yeah.
And I think I quit the show because of him, because he was coming on.
Guys, forget that guy, man.
Forget that guy.
But we coddled him, I don't know if that's the right term, but we got him on the show today to be with you anyway, Sasha.
Yay!
Coddled? What does that mean? What does that mean, Wes? You know all the
coddled
words.
To care for someone, to hold them close and like treat them like an infant.
Oh.
Like be really sweet
we
to them.
We can just ask him like, so.
And he enjoys that when I coddle him.
What is a sarsaparilla?
It's root beer, kinda.
I thought you knew everything.
I do.
Oh, okay.
But why are you asking me that? I'm the one that told you what it was before.
That's true. I'm testing his memory, I think.
That's your memory of things that you already know.
Well, you know what I know?
I don't.
That Sasha Varell is active with Minecraft forums.
That's right. How's that going
Secrets
over there?
Again.
Yeah. So what you been up to?
Man, it's been a busy couple months. Wait, what all can I say? Can I say other stuff? Secret stuff?
You can.
Yes.
We love secret stuff.
Yeah. I talked to Dono today. He said you can say whatever you want.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I guess I could start with the 1.6 thing.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I was talking to Dinnerbun about this, and what I understand he wants to do with the game is compartmentalize it. Take Minecraft and turn it into more like a game engine, for lack of a better word, and all the different versions of the game, you know, from 1. whatever through every version in the future will all be, in a sense, mods of their own in different version folders.
Wow.
Now, when people want to install a mod, they do it a lot like they would now. They, you know, modify the jar files and all that stuff. But then they have their own version folders, and they can pick all that stuff from the launcher. You could launch beta, you know, 0.52. You could launch 1.6. You could launch, say you've got, you know, CameraCraft installed. You want to just use that, pull it from the Dropbox, and run it. Mm. Some of the advantages of that, aside from being able to update the game very quickly, is that if, say, you've got, I don't know, better than whatever installed, and you don't want that to get affected by the most recent update, updating the game will not change that modded installation at all. So you can keep playing it.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Did he mention anything about the API?
It's this complicated question. I'll see if I can give it a simple answer. It's not going to be ready in 1.6, so that I'm sure of. But what they're doing with all this compartmentalization with the game is a required step for what the API will need in the future. So
gotcha.
It's like a springboard for that.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Notch was just wrong.
Do you think he was?
Or, I don't know.
I can't speak publicly against Marcus. I'm convinced he has hitmen.
And money hats.
Money hats, hitmen.
Money hats. He gives all his hitmen little money caps.
Do you think he tins? Do you think he calls his hitmen creepers?
Okay, dude, creeper, that'd be so awesome if he did.
Creeper one, go get that Eric Fullerton guy.
Yeah. Come get
me. Still American, have him killed now.
Absolutely.
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 I never liked him anyway.
So what's been going on with the forums?
I don't know. A lot of stuff, I guess. We've been putting stuff on the front page. Bebop Vox just came back this week. That was pretty cool.
Excellent.
Mods upon mods upon mods, of course, still get added to the forum every day. Mm-hmm. maps have been getting a lot more attention in the last few weeks than they normally do. Hypixel released an absolute metric ton of them in the last month or two.
Wow.
So Hero Brian's Mansion 2, among other things.
And have y'all noticed a difference since they started putting the maps on Curse itself? Or still just as many maps in the forums?
Ah, jeez, who was I talking to? Tyler, I guess? I don't know how much the maps themselves are getting used. I don't have access to the statistics for that, but I would hope that it's getting used. I think it's a neat feature.
Yeah.
All the reward programs and stuff for that.
Yeah, it's and if people don't know, Curse is the company that owns Minecraft Forums, and they actually, now you can get basically paid for your maps and your adventures if you put them up on Curse. Yep. People download them, and at the end of the month, you get points for how many downloads you get, and you can use that to get, like, gift cards to, like, PayPal and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Cash, too.
Yeah. So
cash money. That's
cool. So who's getting the money off the downloads of Galil 2?
Not me.
Really?
Yeah, because, well, that's there's some inside stuff there that I probably can't talk about. But let's just say not me.
The secrets of Galil.
But it's gotten some downloads.
Okay, cool.
Nice, so. Yeah.
The
monetization of Galil.
Well, anything people can expect new coming to the forums anytime soon, or business as usual?
The only things I have planned I can't talk about.
Yeah. What?
So, well,
but we're your best friends.
I know, but I can't even tell my wife. I can't tell anybody. They're secret projects.
You tell your wife, you liar.
I think she kind of zones out when I talk about Minecraft now.
Oh, that actually might be true. You probably do tell her, just none of it sinks in.
Yeah. The word mine comes out, she just gets this.
My wife, and I've said this many times before, my wife does not understand the game at all. Like, she does not understand the appeal of it. She watches me play it, and she just doesn't even know. She's like, I don't get it.
So she never sits down to actually, like, play by herself or anything, ever?
As a matter of fact, the other day she told me, she goes, you know, since all of, you know, my nephews and my son and everything loves this game, maybe I should play it.
I think this should actually be kind of funny, because I've been kind of talking to Chris about this, getting her to play, and she has no interest either.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, but that will make it funny. Like, if you play and have no clue what's going on, and then we're playing, but so what if the four of us played?
Well, let's get Chris and Wendy and maybe your sister. Does your sister play?
My sister?
Yeah.
She only plays iPhone games, like zombie iPhone
games. Let's get the three of them on.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, ladies. This is exactly like Plants vs. Zombies, only completely different.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So are you doing videos too? Or just running
them? I think I spend a lot more time talking to people in the community than I do working on my own projects. I'm kind of wanting to try and start up that Deep Ship 13 episode again, but that will depend on how certain mods come out in the future.
Yeah.
Have
you been to Disney World yet in Minecraft?
In Florida?
No, in Minecraft. The recreation.
Nope. Didn't know anyone did one.
It's freaking cool. We had a lot of fun not bringing Wes along, because he's like the biggest Disney fan, and we didn't bring him. But, Yeah,
but it's like Disney World in Minecraft with all the rides working, and they'll have like princesses walking around, and they'll be like, you know, Princess so-and-so is signing autographs, and you can go over there and get their autograph.
Yeah, it's like really weird. There's like so many mods on that. We talked about this last week, but I don't know. It was just really cool. It's like a one-to-one scale kind of thing. So
very awesome. Do they have those talking trash cans?
Oh. I haven't seen the talking trash cans. Oh. I mean, Wes wasn't there that night.
That's true, yeah. He would have been our guy.
He would have shown
us. Dude, it's the talking trash can right there, man.
Those are awesome. I don't know if they even still do those anymore in real Disney World.
One thing I learned the other day that you can do in Disney World that's amazing, if you see any of the Toy Story characters walking along, if you shout out, Andy's coming, they'll all throw themselves on the ground like the toys do in Toy Story.
Really?
Yes.
I bet they love that, don't they?
Yeah.
I think they stopped doing that, actually.
Oh, somebody got sued because of like a broken leg or something, probably.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think it was just people figured out they could do that, and suddenly everyone and their mother was yelling at them.
Well, the article I saw was about a month and a half ago, and it was somebody talking about it, and they said the bad thing is that once people figure out they can do it, like, that's the end of them walking along.
And there's no more autographs. Andy's coming. It's kind of like at Hooters. They used to like hula hoop, I think, if you asked them to. But now they just look at you funny when you ask them that.
Oh, wait, what's Hooters? What's Hooters?
It's a restaurant.
Well, I've never been there. Can you tell me about it?
I haven't either. What are you talking about? But you know what? I have been to listen to news at places.
Sounds like a segue.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Hey, maybe we should go tour the Middle Earth server.
Westeros.
We can do Westeros, but we could do the Middle Earth server too.
Westerns.
Yeah.
Westeros.
What did you, just like a bunch of mountains and trees, and then eventually you see like Smaug's cavern. And I don't know enough of the.
See, that's just it. You didn't know anything about Disney World, and that didn't stop you there.
Hey. You have an excellent point.
So.
Yeah.
We've got news. Well, we missed.
We forgot the whole section of our whole thing
sponsor
here.
Thing.
Yeah.
We got sponsors.
We've got an individual sponsor. This is RepCam09. And RepCam says,
greetings. Love the show. Keep it up.
Okay. That's a deal. Between me and you, RepCam, we'll keep it up.
And that's great because we haven't actually gotten individual sponsors in a while.
I know. We get a lot of server sponsors. Individuals, you should sponsor. We want to mention your names.
Yeah, we do.
Fans of the show.
Yeah.
And we also have a bunch of server sponsors this week. We've got the first one here is a Minecraft site, the good old Watershed that you can find at mc-thewatershed.net.
I've never heard of this one. Tell me more, Brent.
Well, they have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more.
And Grand River is sponsoring the con suite at PlayOnCon. So it will be the Watershed con suite at PlayOnCon.
Excellent. That's awesome.
Nice.
So there you have it. Cool. Our next server is Zyode Gaming. Would you say it's Zyode?
Zyode.
Zyode. X-I-O-D-E. Hello, guys. If you enjoy video games and machinimas of games like Minecraft, then check out youtube.com/Zyode Gaming. X-I-O-D-E Gaming.
Excellent.
And all of these, of course, will be in the show notes.
And then Zillander has a shout out here. Go watch Jungle Run on the Dead Workers Party channel. Then on the DWP channel again. And then on my channel again. And then on the DWP channel again. And then go to Zillander's. Wait.
You do know it's not Zillander, right? It's X-Zillander.
I like saying Zillander.
Okay, I'm just telling you. You need to know these things. There are
that fans. Is all.
That is all.
Leave.
Our next is Lampitos Games. I play Minecraft with FTB and vanilla Let's Plays, and recently I started a cinematic series on Hermersha, a role-playing server. That's youtube.com/Lampitos Games.
You know that is Hermersha, isn't it? It's a silent H.
Is it?
And I think it's Lampitos.
And then last but not least...
Games.
We have Redstone Powered. Sorry about the lack of sponsorship. Ran into some monetary issues. Now hosted in Atlanta.
All right.
Yeah.
Redstone Powered.
In ATL.
Yeah.
In the big ATL. What?
Raise it.
So I got to tell you, I tried playing a little bit of Minecraft this week.
So what?
We're...
We're bumper crazy.
Today. These.
So I tried to play some Minecraft this week, and evidently I don't know what version of FTB Block Party is on. I need to.
Block Party's been down.
What?
All our servers have been down.
What?
Well, I kind of unpacked the Shaftlands on the Shaftland server, and it was really, really big.
What?
And we ran out of space.
What?
So, I deleted that, and now they're back up.
Okay, cool. Wow. So then the other thing
Now it's back up.
I did log on to, I can't remember the name of it.
Smite.
I did log on to Smite a lot.
Was it Hermersha?
And I finished Mass Effect 3. And I understand why people are mad at the end of it.
Oh, yeah? Finally?
Yeah.
They got the beefed up ending, though. You don't like that one either?
I don't know if I got the beefed up ending. All I know is when I played it, I went, I see why people hated that.
Oh, Wes got the beefed up ending.
All right, Wes, tell us more.
So anyway, I didn't really play that much Minecraft this week. I tried a little bit, but then, you know, also,
what?
You know.
Did we do some Magicraft this week, or was that last week? That was this week.
It was after the last show.
That counts as this week.
That's true.
It's content, baby.
Yep.
So I played some Magicraft this week.
Really?
That was actually a lot of fun. We got on there and saw our crafting arena that was built for us.
Yeah, got some boons.
And then we got into some Miscraft, and we really, really got into some Miscraft. And there's some videos about it, and we got saved by our savior who's in the chat room right now.
Mr. Mark Watson.
But we don't want to spoil any endings.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
But yeah, so it was a marvelous fun time. And it is a rad server.
Yes.
Super rad.
Very rad.
Yeah.
Super rad. And my son, he's been playing some Smash Brothers or Craft Brothers, who they have their own server. It's the official Craft Brothers thing. And he's been doing really good in school. So for his last report card, he got all A's. He said, I really want to get the VIP pack on there. So we got him the VIP pack, and he gives him some like extra players that he can be, and extra maps and stuff. And now he's like all sad because like people call him like they're like. Call him like aim packer and stuff because these guys are a little bit more powerful, it seems like, and they gang up on him because he's, you know, got a VIP thing or whatever. So he's kind of sad. So he's been doing that, but he's also been playing on this app on the iPad where you can make texture packs just on your iPad, color all the items, and then email the pack to yourself iPad.
Oh, that's very cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
That's fun.
Now I would tell you the name of it, but then I'd have to close this app and like pull it up. We'll put it in the show notes. Wes will.
App closer.
Sure. Yeah.
So this week I've been making some music videos. So last week I worked on the Jungle Run, which is a sprint map. And basically a sprint map is like a parkour map, but it's not difficult. It's made to go from point A to point B in a certain amount of time. So it's kind of like, consider it like being a race. So how fast can you make it through the course and, you know, and get to the end? And then so Exilander makes some really cool sprint maps where you start off and there's a switch and you can switch it to day or night, which is cool, right? It doesn't affect the gameplay at all. It's just like, what would you rather enjoy, right? Day or night. So you start off the map and you basically just run. And there's a series of speed boosts, speed potions that you get. And jump potions that only last like 5 seconds. So when you get up to a certain point, you get that that crazy jump speed, that crazy jump boost, and then you're able to jump really high and make it onto the next platform. If you miss, the speed bump buff is gone, and you have to like do it again. But you play the whole game in creative mode. So there is no dying or anything. If you miss a jump and fall off a platform, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Just fly up, you know, and do it again. So seeing all this cool stuff on her channel made me think, man, we could make like, I want to take some of that footage and edit it into a music video. Even though it's just running and jumping through a Minecraft map, I think it's really cool. And you can kind of zone out and watch some like really cool graphics and weird effects and stuff, and I don't know, I think it would just beef it up. So me and Exilander did a collaboration and did Jungle Run, and that's on our channel right now with a really cool song. And then so now we're starting on another one, and we have some really cool ideas to change it up. It's not just going to be, you know, running and jumping through a jungle. We have some cool plans to make this really unique. And I think this would make for a really cool series kind of a thing. Not really like numbered like 1, 2, 3 or anything. No plot, of course. But just a cool series of these sprint maps with different songs and stuff. So I've been kind of buried in that, editing these things. And, of course, Exilander is off making all these maps. And I forgot to mention, she is recording herself jumping and doing all this stuff. And then she gives me the footage and I edit it. Because the first map that she made, I played it for days and days, and I was practicing trying to be good at it.
Right.
and it, I don't know, it was hard. I mean, it's not meant to be that hard or anything, you know, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not as skilled as she is, so I was like, do you mind, like, jumping, like, filming it yourself and giving me the footage and I could edit it up? She's like, oh, no problem. So anyway, so...
Did you ask her if you could put that you made the jumps, too?
Yeah.
Like, will you wear my skin?
Yeah. Will you wear my skin while you do that?
No doubt. So that stuff is on her
channel.
Only
if you put the lotion in the basket.
Yikes.
Check it out, guys. I made the jump on the first try.
That's
so cool.
Dude. So basically, we just kind of decided... We would take the video and put it on both of our channels, and her channel is Game Exilander, and she sponsored this show too. So if you go to youtube.com/GameExilander, that is her page, and she'll have the same videos. You know, I reworked the landing page, like the Inslate, a little differently. That way, it's a little personalized some sort. You know, some way. So anyway, so I'm excited about the next one. And also, I think we're gonna do an adventure map, because people on our channel are like, "Where's the next adventure map?" And it's coming. It's coming. It's gonna be wacky. It's gonna be wacky. We might actually film it tonight too.
Yeah.
It has something to do with love.
It's not like we haven't told people what we're gonna do.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
We told people that we're gonna do City of Love.
Yeah, City of Love.
Creepy about it.
Yeah. But we got a unique idea about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So keep an eye out for that. What you been up to this week, Sasha?
I have been playing a lot more Skyrim than I thought I would. And waiting to get Monaco. Oh, that looks fun.
Oh, Monaco's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you guys did a video of it. I watched that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty humiliating the first round.
I mean, we were kind of confused. There's another one coming up tomorrow that we get a little better at.
Yeah.
Little.
But I couldn't figure out. So only the lookout can see what's going on?
No, it's everybody has like anybody can unlock something. It's just the locksmith does it better, right?
Right. Yeah.
So look how you probably see further.
Okay, so whoever was recording the video, I'm just seeing their point of view.
Yes.
As far as, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yes. That's it. Yeah.
And then like they're wandering around in the dark. How do they see what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. That was me that was recording, and for a long period of time, I was dead. Waiting for like a res or whatever. What do you do?
Res
like,
is fine. Yeah. Like everybody knows what that means.
Nibbling at our bones.
Came by and nibbled on your corpse for a little bit.
A respawn. Someone respawn me.
Right.
I need a res.
Pick me up, bro. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, Monaco's pretty cool. I actually interviewed the guy who does it on Core Elements, Andy Schatz.
Yeah.
And he's really awesome. If you go to ce.deadworkers.com, got an interview with Andy Schatz. He talks about games and what he loves about games, and he's hilarious, so it's an excellent episode to listen to.
Yeah.
Very cool. Gotta watch that.
So what else you been up to?
I don't know. I think I divide so much of my time between like what little free time I've got and hopping around in community servers and trying to see what's going on. I lose track of time.
What's one of your favorite community servers that you like to go to?
I don't know. It depends on what theme you're talking about. Magicraft is something I've obviously gotten hooked on recently a lot, really hard.
Yeah. Was that your first run-in with FTB?
No. Okay. I can't say I helped with FTB. I didn't help build or program anything, but I was there when they first put it together sometime, and... I got to see all the, you know, the packs get added and all the little things change about it as time went on, and play with it when it was still fresh and brand new. So yeah, I've had my hands in it in one form or another since the beginning.
Are there any mods in FTB that you hate?
there's a mod in there that has a thing about it I hate, but I think Covert already knows that. Railcraft drives me nuts for two main reasons. High-speed rails can cause exploding minecarts, and I get why, but that's neither here nor there. And vanilla minecart tracks are so much harder to make than vanilla ones.
Yeah.
Without the mod, and I find myself going and looking for mine shafts because it's so much easier than trying to create them, you know, wholesale, even if you have all the parts.
That's true.
Brian agrees with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
the shape of it is, it's such a great mod outside of that, though. There's so much he adds to it that makes it worthwhile otherwise.
Ugh. It just seems like if you're going to make something about rails, making rails harder to make seems like you're sort of shooting yourself in the foot.
I'd agree normally. And from a personal player's perspective, yeah, I agree with that wholesale. But I see why he's doing it, at least. I understand the motivation. It's that whole, you know, effort versus reward.
Yeah. You know, I think the one change I would have done is left in the original minecart, like, track recipe.
Yeah.
But then the ones you make with the rolling machine and with that are faster. Like, maybe even slow down the originals even more. So yeah. You're definitely getting a benefit, but you're still allowing for the original track recipes and stuff.
Well, it would just seem like you could make something where, like, I mean, the rails might not necessarily be the hard part, right?
Right.
Like, maybe the carts are the hard part.
Or the shield. And quit making things look like they're cool things you want on your character. Like, I made a shield for my character. I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to have a sword and a shield. What? Oh, I got to look up. What is this actually? Oh, it's for a cart?
Yeah.
It's a shield for a cart? Oh, well.
True.
What is this madness?
I've never really played with the Railcraft stuff, but I have, like, more creosote oil than I can ever know what to do with.
You love that stuff.
I do. I love
it. You, like, bathe in it.
Mm. Forgot what it's called. There's a drilling machine that will tear entire mountains apart. Oh, I love it. Oh.
Nice.
So, Sasha, what is your house like in MagicCraft? Is it like a weird cave dwelling or like a cool jungle tree house? Or
you know where Wild's, you know, tower with the glowstone cap on top of it is?
No.
Okay.
We don't hang out with other people.
I know. We're like hermits.
We ran off to some island by ourselves.
We're snow people.
Yeah. And then we proceeded to torment and try to kill each other. Yeah. It's like
crap tables.
Lord of the Flies with the DWB Lord of the Flies on Magic.
I have the craft table. You must listen to me.
That's right. Hit guy with craft table today. If you go to the south farm warp from the Nexus and turn, I think, left, there's a hill with a bunch of trees on it that's just beside a tower with a big glowstone cap on it. Behind that is a three-part biodome on a stilt that I built. And that has a warp that goes to the Void Age where I actually build and live and do all that stuff. But the dome is where I started.
So it's on stilts? In case of like a hurricane or something?
Did you ever play SimCity 2000?
Yes.
Okay, you know those arcologies you could get later in the game?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that cool? Okay.
A lot of fun building that.
Nice. Were you thinking of that when you built it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to make the floating platforms at first, and somewhere along the line I decided to change and just make it on one big, huge column in the center. I remember why, because that's how I get to my mineshafts.
Oh.
That was a reason.
We should go over there and visit them. Next time
we now, you know, have transportation.
We worked really hard on our house too. We thought put a lot of thought into it.
A lot of
mainly
thought.
The thought was, I don't want to die. Pour this dirt over our heads so we don't die. I think that's kind of our inspiration behind our
and
house.
And like, I mean, our floor is entirely made of crafting tables because we're really bad aim. So it's like wherever you stand, you can craft whatever you want.
That's brilliant.
That was Brent's interior design skills kicking in there.
Was all is utilitarian.
Yes, very, very. Need some pictures on the walls, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Some curtains.
Some curtains. Some drapes.
Yes. Some blinds.
And some blinds. The cue bumper for the news.
Nice segue.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
It seems like we just did this. This segment is sponsored by Loot Crate. At Loot Crate, go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers, and you can get your own Loot Crate sent to your house. Little bundles of geeky goodness with toys and stickers and all kinds of knickknacks that will impress the people in the next cubicle to go into a violent frenzy and try to steal your things from you.
Yeah.
But you can get $3 off if you go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. You can use the coupon code DEAD and get $3 off your Loot Crate, and they will be sent to you each month, and they'll make you happy. It's guaranteed.
Your cube mates might try to kill you and eat your corpse.
Yes. Because
they
want
that one moment where they're super jealous, worth it.
Yes,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Shortly before the blood flows from your brain.
Yeah, when they're gnawing on your calf muscle, you'd be like, dude, that loot's mine.
Like a rabid chihuahua.
Yes, just like one.
Lootcrate.com. Check it out.
Okay, this week gave us a bunch of snapshots. We got 13W, 18A, B, and C. What Mojang giveth with one hand, it taketh away something else with the other. First of all, coal blocks have finally been added to the game. 9 coal lumps. Big surprise there.
Lumps. Coal lumps.
So,
what do we think about this?
Is that... Okay, why is that? Is that storage?
Yes.
Completely storage.
Store your coal.
Coal is something people get a lot of. Yeah, compressing into blocks is awesome.
I like that.
But...
I mean, why not?
Well, I don't know.
Now,
I guess then the blocks stack.
Yeah.
So then you get 64 blocks and put it in a chest.
Right.
Like, in my mind, I'm like, so they're just like, have a room where they like place the block of coal now?
Can you use the coal blocks in like a furnace and have it, does it burn 9 times as long?
I haven't tested that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
See, I mean, if it...
Why not? Right?
Yeah. Why not? Would exactly.
Or a stack.
Eric, we are one brain.
Yes.
Why not?
We are one brain.
But it's now no longer possible to craft horse armor. Boo.
Boo.
Yes. You'll only be able to find it in dungeon chests. Yay. That's good.
Bam, bam, bam.
I think that's good. Put something in dungeons.
Yeah, I like that.
Saddles now work for pigs and horses, and the horse saddles have now gone. Seems smart. The existing saddles still won't be craftable either, so more dungeon delving for horsey rides.
Horsey rides. Ooh. Horsey rides.
Chat room confirms it.
Coal block can be used.
Yep.
Yeah.
Confirmation really from cool. The chat room.
Confirmed.
Nine times as long.
Confirmed.
Yep. 72 items.
Who is that confirmed it? Was it Mark? IRL?
It was bunches of people.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Also, chests will now generate in nether fortresses.
Cool.
I like it.
No, that is cool. Because nether fortresses feel kind of empty. Other than stuff that wants to kill you.
Yeah, it's very solitude, agreed. Very lonely.
It is.
Kind of depressing.
Except and now, for the nether wart.
Now, even more depressing, zombie spawning zombies mechanic has been tweaked and is no longer easily visible to players.
Oh.
So,
And then snapshots B and C came along to fix all the bugs that were in A. So, yay!
Some of which were crashy. That's the adjective that was used. The bugs were crashy.
It's very crashy.
Crashy, buggy, crashy.
Crashy bugs.
Very technical term there.
So zombie spawning zombies mechanic has been tweaked so it's no longer easily visible to the player.
Yeah, you like see it happen.
Oh.
Now they like spawn behind trees and stuff.
Oh.
No, I'm making that up.
Wait, zombies spawning zombies?
Yeah, don't you remember when we talked about that last week on the show that you pay a lot of attention to when you're doing it?
Oh, yeah, I was playing with my slide whistle.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that mean they made zombie spawning like Doom 3? Everything just kind of comes out of the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lights go out and things teleport in.
Cacodemons.
Right? Yeah.
No, you're thinking of like... Man,
no, that's Doom.
He's going to smite.
Yeah, but Doom 3.
That's Doom,
He's okay. All mad at Doom.
This week, it was also announced...
Jeez.
This week, it was also announced by Jeb that the contracts have been signed for Minecon 2013's venue, which will be somewhere on the East Coast.
Two best guesses so far have been New York City and Disney World, Florida.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think
still.
New York City would be a bad idea.
Get a road.
I think it'd be a horrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm inclined to agree.
Too expensive and crowded and transportation and all that stuff.
I'm thinking they might have gone Boston.
And I think a lot of people would get stabbed, too.
Boston?
In New York?
New York.
In the subway?
I've only been to New York once, but
it's really
we stayed
safe.
In a YMCA.
Me too. I was there once.
When were you there?
This was 92.
Yeah.
When I was there, too.
Yeah, but that's also
seems
when
like I should have seen you there. Yeah, I saw you there.
That's when all the...
I don't know. All I know is we went down a couple streets that I wish I could take back from my memory.
I was that guy stabbing you, I think.
Was that you?
Yeah.
You were Mr. Stabby.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Yep, I was Mr. Stabby.
New York is safe.
So many people would get shivved. It would be
no, that's not it at all. It just would be very expensive.
They'd be like, we only have 9 million players now.
Yeah.
They all got shivved.
Shivved and shanked.
That, and they joined Raptor. But that's another story.
Yeah. We should do it in Compton. Now, there's a safe city. I'd go there.
Compton, Missouri?
Sure.
That's what he meant.
So, are people already getting hotels in both cities just to hedge their bets?
Yeah.
Both just to make sure. It's a smart plan.
So, why do you think New York?
It was just of the two guesses are the ones I've heard the most, but I'm personally betting more on Florida, if anywhere.
See, but if they said East Coast, Orlando doesn't feel East Coast.
Technically, no. I'm inclined to agree.
Now there might there's some good like North Carolina facilities. There's some there's Boston.
Charleston?
Well, Charleston.
I will still leave Orlando on here just because of like if you're talking about versus West Coast, Vegas, that's pretty far from West Coast to East Coast. You're pretty much saying, you know, either east of Texas or west of Texas. Splitting it up there is East and West Coast.
Right.
So I think it's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama.
Think
don't
so?
Quote me on it.
Unless
you link to my Twitter, then quote me on it all you want. So follow me.
Jurisprudential says Halifax, Nova Scotia.
So but what did they exotic. Go to? They didn't go to PAX East, but maybe they like that area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a convention.
They've got good convention stuff there. Yeah, it could happen.
But, you know, there's some people from Mojang that are from Florida. They had the last one at a Disney World. Maybe they made contacts who said, hey, we can give you a good deal at the one in America, too. I mean, there's some
good
logic
there.
Sergeant Mays says Toronto. That would actually be a good one, too. Downtown Canada.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah, that's a good one. They don't got no Waffle House up there, though, so.
Yeah, but they got Tim Hortons.
Here's a who.
Tim Horton, best coffee ever made.
Dr. Seuss.
What is Tim Horton? Is it like Canadian Starbucks?
Yes, it is. And it's delicious.
I thought that was a Doctor Who, like, fictional place.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a real place?
Tim Horton's is a coffee place.
Is that like a real dude?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if it's like a dude. I don't know if there's a guy named Tim Horton. Just like I don't know if there's a guy named Starbuck that makes coffee for Starbucks. But, you know.
Yeah, he lives in outer space.
So anyway.
He's got a jetpack.
Fueled
on coffee.
So this next
pictures
bit
pictures on every cup. I mean, it's like on the front of Starbucks.
So, Sasha, do you want to talk about this next little section since it's, you know, kind of what you were talking about?
Oh, geez, I closed. Wait.
You closed the dock? Are you paying attention to this
maybe
show?
Maybe I just rumors with the Minecraft launcher. Can you squash some of these rumors?
See here. Ah, yes. Okay, so I talked a little bit earlier about the compartmentalization of the launcher, and that the reason I brought that up specifically is because it is explicitly not the death of mods. If anything, it's going to help them. The other, let's see, what other ones do we have here? There was, I wrote a whole article about this.
There was the one about whether it was Minecraft was going always on DRM.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Dinnerbone talked about that directly. He said that was just a feature that hadn't been added yet, but they plan on adding it again, and they never had plans to remove it. So that's cool. Yep. Oh. Offline will forever and always be part of Minecraft.
Very cool. By the way.
And there are claims that the new launcher will kill modding.
That's not happening. Modding is such an integral part of Minecraft. I don't see how that could.
It is.
But something that it... Oh, did you want to...
Well, there was also the rumor that the launcher was responsible for the SimCity debacle.
I've heard that, but I was told at gunpoint to say nothing, so I can't comment further.
Weird.
And then there was the launcher was fathering Kim Kardashian's baby.
Now, that's true. I've got it from my cousin's best friend who lives up in Toronto and loves... Yeah. Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Oh, Timothy. Timothy.
And then there was the launcher. I'm done.
Okay, so what is true is that 10 million and one people own the Pocket Edition of Minecraft now.
Yes.
That's crazy talk.
10 million?
10 million and one. 10 million and two.
I wonder how many of those are people who bought it because they own like desktop, but then they never play it. Like, I wonder how many of those are just, like, dead accounts.
Oh, yeah?
Because I know I own it, but I never play Pocket Edition.
It's kind of like...
Well,
I
wonder if they're counting in the free version at all with those numbers.
That's a good...
I don't know, actually, yeah. Huh. I wouldn't think so, but who knows?
But, I mean, there's always going to be dead accounts with any game. I mean, buy a game, you don't sit there and play it forever.
Yeah, well, it's all games on iPhone, right?
Well, like a YouTube subscription, right?
Right.
65,000 subs we have, but we don't get 65,000 hits per video.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I mean, I bought Minecraft Pocket Edition. I have never seriously played it. I only bought it because it's Minecraft and I felt like I ought to.
Yeah.
And I bought it and I turned it on once and then I never touched it again.
But it's there. Like, if you're on a plane, if you're really itching to
really?
Do something,
really?
Build something.
Really?
That's worth the travel.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I think it's a lot of the players are probably people who don't have access to the PC as much as us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, especially kids. Like, if my son didn't have, like, a laptop from school that I'm like, I'll go ahead and put Minecraft on it. I don't care. Then he wouldn't have anything to play Minecraft on, and he'd be like, let me borrow one of y'all's phones.
That's
or
a good point.
The iPad to play on.
So it's basically like an option. I mean, it's another platform.
Well, who was it we were talking to somewhere where they were talking about, oh, it was everybody in Boston. That's right. At PAX East, anybody who wasn't at the con asked us what we were doing in Boston, because I guess we sound like rednecks or something.
Oh, like cab drivers.
Yeah,
and stuff,
cab
yeah.
drivers. And they're like, oh, Minecraft. Our son plays that on the iPad.
On his phone.
Or
yeah,
on, the,
totally.
On the phone. Or the,
yeah.
And it was like, and we're like, what, not on the PC? Like, what?
Because that's all you got, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's legit.
Yeah.
But wow,
and there's more iPhones in the world than computers. I mean, that's a known fact. So, I mean, that's just truth.
Because iPhone's not a computer.
So, Minecraft in the iTunes App Store top 25. So, with the news of the 10 million sales between iOS and Android, it should probably come to as little surprise that Minecraft Pocket Edition is in the top 25 all-time paid apps chart. Admittedly, it's at number 23 at the time of writing, but bear in mind that the chart is dominated by the likes of Rovio, EA, and Disney.
I'm a little curious because, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I know Angry Birds probably sold a lot. But there's probably a lot of free copies in there, too. You know, a lot of people playing Angry Birds free.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, right.
I don't know if I would predict there were more than 10 million copies of paid Angry Birds.
Really?
Wait, people paid for Angry Birds?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you can buy Angry Birds?
I've paid for, what, 3 editions for my kids? I mean,
yeah.
The Star Wars and then the Tropico one or whatever, and then the first one.
Oh, yeah,
and
the Star, yeah. I played a lot
I've
of
never
those,
paid.
But never paid for it.
Yeah,
you
I
get
never,
free maps every month from
I,
it now.
I never paid for Angry Birds ever.
Yeah, you get like 25 maps for free or something, and then you beat that and you're done, right? Like, is there a reason to keep going?
Like 4,000
Same
maps.
Same thing with like...
What are you telling me? Why did I buy these apps? I got to talk to
I don't know
kids.
Why you did. You
gotta talk I don't to, play it. I don't play Angry Birds.
You're
I mean,
a sucker
it a
dad.
Times, but
you're
I'm
a
like,
sucker dad.
That's it, kids. We're going to have a talk when I get home at 3 in the morning. Daddy, why do you smell like alcohol? Quit beating me.
Jeez.
It's just like any Saturday night.
Wait, beating me with questions. Your iPhone.
So, Jinx is once again putting out the call for creative types to design t-shirts.
Sweet.
So if you want to, now they want you to use the unsung heroes of the game in part of the design. The Ghast, Squid, Wolf, Ender Dragon, Ocelot, Blaze, Sheep, Iron Golem, and Mooshroom. So there you go. Those are your tools. Those are your secret ingredients in Iron T-shirt.
That's so weird to me because, like, they just came out with a bunch of new shirts on there.
Yeah.
And like, to me, these are some of the best Minecraft shirts that they've had, the ones that came out. Like, I love the Ghastbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's going to take a while for this stuff to go live.
That's
I mean,
true.
This is them doing stuff for the next round of shirts.
This will be their next round.
And what can you win? 3 grand prize winners will get $500 in cash, an iPad mini, Minecraft Pocket Edition, and five winning design contest t-shirts, a Minecraft Lego set, plus 6 more t-shirts of your choice and a poster of your choice.
Oh, all so right, are there going to be 10 million Minecraft Pocket Edition winners? Maybe that's where all the sales came from. All right. Truth.
Now all right. Sam Cube of Wondercraft. Get on that.
10 runners up will get $100 Jinx Minecraft gift codes and a winning design t-shirt of your choice and 2 Minecraft t-shirts of your choice. Contest is open worldwide, and you have until Friday, May 25th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific. It's important that we know the exact time of the cutoff.
And don't try putting up your Minecraft shirts on, like, Cafe Press, because Jinx is very vigilant about making sure they are pulled down. Even if they just kind of look like Minecraft shirts and may even just reference them and say, like, the Shaft, a Minecraft podcast, they may or may not pull them off twice.
Brent sounds a little tweaked.
And then just, like not really care. Like, oh, sorry. Sorry, it was down for 2 weeks.
Brent's going to go on a shooting rampage.
But speaking of shirts, I think what you should do instead of buying any of these Jinx shirts is you should go to our shirt page. Right?
Oh, yeah. We got some new designs.
We got shorts.
Yeah. And you can just go to theshaft.spreadshirt.com, and you can see the official Boom Rocker edition of the Shaft Podcast shirt. It's really awesome. Did a great job on these, and no one's bought one yet, and they've been out there for a month.
No way!
I told you, t-shirts don't sell, dude.
Yeah, people don't like.
They just don't. They just don't sell. I think it's too much once you get it into one of these shops. Like, someone goes $20 for a t-shirt. I pay $10 for my freaking Woot shirt. Yeah. You know, it's like, I think we need to like do a run ourselves or
freaking
something.
Freaking
Woot. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't lose or gain any weight, I mean, you could wear these shirts forever.
That's true. These are forever shirts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't wash them either. I mean, you don't want to, like, shrink or, like, crumble up.
Oh, no. Spreadshirts actually got good merch.
Just buy it. Wear it forever. Just never take it off.
Don't listen to Eric. This segment is sponsored by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get you a free month and a free book on us.
Get it on.
Wow.
Awesome. I like it.
That was from Brene.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have a book recommendation from Audible.
What's that?
Well, you know, The Great Gatsby is going to be coming out soon.
Yeah.
And the unabridged version of The Great Gatsby on Audible is read by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. So, yeah.
Another movie recommendation coming out, Ender's Game. Coming out as a movie, it was a good book.
Yeah.
The whole series, apparently.
Nice. We've recommended that on this show before.
So, the first one here is from Vor3X, or Vortex, if you're elite. Hi, guys. I am 13 years old and would just like to say you guys are jerks.
Wow.
I just got out of the hospital, and I'm going to PAX Australia and wanted to thank Mark Watson for his awesomeness with Child's Play. But you made him go to your con instead.
Hey now, we didn't make it. This is a free country. People go to the cons they want to go.
Yeah, not in Australia where they make you go to PAX Australia.
Yeah.
Wait.
So I guess you're just going to have to bring your parents to come to play on con.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So there you go,
you don't
Vortex.
Have to worry about the deadly snakes they have over there in Australia.
Deadly.
Deadly everything.
And the next one here is from Vladimir.
The map maker?
Yeah, sure.
And he says,
hello there, lads. This is old man Vladimir, just letting you know that I'm working on another Minecraft custom adventure map.
It is the map guy. Awesome.
I am currently recreating Silent Hill 2 in Minecraft.
When did I become like Arnold Schwarzenegger? That didn't come out right. I've made a video showing the work going into this project, and you'll be able to see the amount of detail that I'm putting into it. So Silent Hill 2 in Minecraft... I think it's going to be difficult to make the pyramid head skins, though.
Wow.
Nice. I'll awesome. See it all the same.
It's got to be good. Yeah.
The next one here is a Feed the Beast question from Kyle Brain Games, who wants to know, has playing Feed the Beast helped your knowledge of the game, i.e. crafting recipes, etc., or hindered it with the NEI mod?
I think it's helped.
Yeah.
It's helped us get back into it and be more survival instead of just... play adventure maps all the time.
Well, plus the whole like game in FTB is making things, so like you end up having to create a lot of things repetitively. Like you're gonna make a lot of pistons in FTB.
Oh yeah.
So you memorize the piston recipe. I have the piston recipe memorized now. I didn't make that many pistons in vanilla.
That's true.
You know.
That's a good point.
Levers, redstone stuff. I mean, you know, you never knew how to make a lever until FTP, right?
I know.
Yeah, there's a video proving it, actually.
Yeah, and now I know it's a piece of leather and some colored wool.
So, no, I think it's definitely helped. I mean, there's a lot of recipes that I have memorized now. I can make most of the build craft engines from heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make
a bat box like nobody's business.
Exactly.
Bat box.
I've actually been playing on another FTB server. I forgot to mention this in the journeys, but I'm doing a lot of miscraft there, and got tons of pages. But I got to a miscraft world that had poison, and I was on a island, and I had to fly to the library, and it was too far. So when I got in the library, I died, and because of like respawn and everything, the chunk unloaded, and so I lost everything that I had, and that was like low resources on this server because I've been messing around more with like miscraft and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh man! So now I gotta build me another jetpack and shoes and like all this stuff. It was a sad day, but I do have a running nuclear reactor on that server as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fun. I was gonna log on and check to see if our base had blown up on Block Party yet too. So
I doubt it. No, it's run out of the iridium or whatever. Okay, this next one here is from Freya Frodo, who says, "Thank you, the Shaft, for getting me from Australia to Paris and back again and not going insane."
Wait, you listened to us all the way from Australia to Paris and then back again and you didn't go insane?
Now, is that a reference to, like, you know, there and back again?
It's maybe.
There, Hobbit?
Yep.
Freya Frodo?
Maybe.
No?
We get it. It's hilarious.
It is.
I missed the button.
Are you going for the rim shot?
So is that like the Hobbit there and back again?
Yeah, there you go. Should have done crickets, though. So this next one is from Kraft, K-R-A-P-H-T, Kraft.
I didn't get it.
Is there a live waiting room type deal in your studio where I can watch The Shaft live? I live in Scottsboro, which is 35 miles away, if you don't know. I do know. I used to be an instructor at Boy Scout camp in Scottsboro. So it would be pretty easy to get there. Just wondering, stay shafty, my friends. Yes, and we also got a tweet from somebody from Hazel Green this week as well. And any time that you want to come and watch the show live, you are welcome to come and join us. You are welcome to come down here, and we'll plop you down, and you might even get a mic if we're in a good mood.
Extra headphones.
And we even have dolls, so when you remember back to being in the Boy Scouts, you can show us where Wes touched you.
Yes.
And I think it's pronounced Hazel Green.
Hazel Green.
Hazel Green.
Hazel Green.
Hazel Green.
Hazel Green.
So yeah, and you should come and hang with us, and we do a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have fun.
We won't shank you too much.
Yep. And you'll find out what really happens on the pee breaks.
And you'll get a Shaft sticker.
Yeah, Shaft stickers. Put them on your face.
Paul, weren't you supposed to come down and join us tonight? Afro Monkey's in the chat room. Weren't you supposed to come and join us?
Pretty sure he's playing Chivalry, right?
Is that it?
Chivalry night.
Yeah.
Chivalry is awesome.
Chivalry. Oh, hey, Wes.
Yeah.
You want to do this next one?
Sure.
Sounds epic. Ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
The redstone block was added. Now the coal block. Now all we need is stained glass, and the prophecy will be complete.
Holy crap. Got a little weird. Got a little weird.
Is that how prophecies end?
That is, with a didgeridoo. Sung wrongly.
Sung wrongly?
Yes. Sharks with friggin' laser beams.
Yep.
So, what do we think about that? What do you think about this, Sasha?
I try not to think. It gets me in trouble.
Good answer.
Hey, and someone just ordered a hoodie.
What? Hey, he's first. He's the winner.
Push the button.
That's Tamugs.
Push the button.
Speaking of first, there's a lot of people that want things in Minecraft, and there's a Brent over here about to hit a button that's going to start a bumper, and Wes loves the whole idea.
Excavation station.
Excavation station is sponsored by Netflix. Go to netflix.com/dadworkersparty and get a free 30-day trial of Netflix. Now, they just lost a bunch of crappy movies.
No, but I watched the best series. I just found it last night on Netflix. It's called Continuum.
Yeah.
They're already on season 2, but I just found it. I love time travel, and it's a show about time travel. It's a sci-fi original series about this group of terrorists from the year 2077 that blow up this building. Anyway, all this stuff happens in the first 15 minutes of the pilot episode. But to escape jail or to escape like the death sentence, they go back to the year 2012. And this woman cop gets like sucked in with them. So now you have this woman and this terrorist cell in, you know, the year 2012, but with all their awesome tech. And it's really freaking good.
Cool.
Like, I'm so hooked on it. So anyway,
and
that's
you too.
On Netflix.
You too can be hooked on it. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free 30-day trial of Netflix. I'm still watching Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, and as Spoolicus says in the chat room, Trolls 2. Is also on there, and that's a great movie. It's
terrible stuff. But if you go and get a Netflix trial, you will help support the show. So there you have it.
Awesome. I've been watching Fringe. Good show.
It is good show.
Yeah, Fringe is good stuff.
Okay, so this first one here was submitted by Brene, who wants Full Moon Madness. So when there is a full moon, all untamed dogs should temporarily turn into angry wolves and howl at the moon. If you go near them, they will hunt you down in packs and try to kill you. They will turn back into untamed dogs when the sun rises the next day.
I wouldn't mind something happening on full moons. That's not a bad idea.
Isn't that every night?
Pretty no, much. There's seems phases like, of the moon.
Well, it seems yeah. full to me.
I don't know. Change. I like it. What do you think, Notch?
Absolutely not.
Well, he doesn't like full moons.
It's amazing how he always seems to go with the direction that you want to go, Brent.
I think that's a fine idea. It's just Notch. You can't tell him anything.
Yeah. No denying Notch.
So this next one is Sugar Rush. It was submitted by Freya Frodo. You should be able to eat sugar. Yes. Yes, you should. And when you do this, you should have 2 seconds of speed. Sugar high. And after it wears off, you get 2 seconds of slowness. Sugar low. Sugar high, sugar low.
So basically shotgunning Red Bulls.
Yeah.
I would go longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sugar, I think it should be like candy corn. Huh?
Huh?
Candy corn.
Huh?
Candy corn.
Candy corn tastes like candles.
Candy corn, yo.
Delicious, sugary, tasty candles.
Or ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs, yo, ding-dong.
Or bear claws.
Huh?
Yeah. Something cool. Honey buns.
I'd be thinking about weirdo.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's
he
what
doesn't
I
like sugar.
He doesn't like
sugar.
No,
he likes sugar. He didn't like the.
I think that there's.
Over there,
I don't think there's necessarily any problem with the idea of this, but I think it would need to be a little bit longer. And I do think that the amount of slowness should be slightly less than the amount of speed you get. So, in other words, you might get like.
So, when they crash.
Right. You might get like. 10 seconds of running fast, but then you have like 5 seconds of slow.
Yeah.
No, if you really wanted to get away from something, you could just keep eating sugar.
Right.
Because sugar's not that easy to get either.
Right.
So, no. I mean,
I'm going with like, I don't know. When my kids get hopped up on sugar, man, it's more than 10 minutes. It's like the rest of the night. I'll say an hour. You get an hour sugar burst, and then your drop is pretty much. 2 hours or sleep in a bed to remove it.
Oh, so it should be like a class A narcotic?
Or you can take more sugar, get you another hour, but then that doubles it to 4 hours of slowness.
So
it keeps getting worse the more sugar you take. Until then you get in a clinic.
Sounds like a hard drug addiction.
Yeah, it should be regulated by the government.
That's if you get those cocoa beans off the trees. And use some FDB machines to macerate them or something. Some
powerful stuff there. No, sugar.
Delicious caffeine.
Okay.
High fructose corn syrup.
So the next one here is from Kagan, who wants earthworms. So when digging in grassy dirt blocks, you have a small chance, which is somewhat higher in rain, to dig up an earthworm. These would have several uses. Used on tilled soil to make crops grow faster. Baited fishing rods, less durability, but fishing would be easy, either faster or provide more fish per action. Dynamite fishing, TNT with earthworms tied to there's no reason for that one. But I like the first two.
But it sends cooked fish into the air when it explodes.
I like the idea of fishing with dynamite, but I don't need the worms at that part.
Yeah. Because you don't need them to come towards the dynamite.
No. Yeah.
But no, I kind of like this idea of earthworms.
Yeah.
Then every once in a while, one can pop up and be named Jim and run at you with a laser gun or something.
That's right.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, I don't mind extra work giving more payoff. Because essentially what's going on here is you're spending work, like, digging in the ground in order to get extra fish. It's not necessarily...
So you put the time in.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a universal payoff. You're putting some time into a future event. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's good. It's well balanced.
So the next we have was submitted by Kraft once again. Our listener contributions and our excavation station are kind of populated with the same people. This is called Full Stack Sound. I want an audible, no pun intended, noise when a stack reaches 64. Bing!
Bing.
This is the button that goes bing! I get annoyed when I'm mining coal and I have a full stack and another stack with two in it, and I think other people want it but don't realize it. Other people want the noise.
And just don't know they want it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
OCD, baby.
I don't know. That's, I mean.
Well, we know you got OCD, so.
I mean, that's a lot of dings happening.
I'm already kind of annoyed by the XP sounds.
You are?
Yeah, when the XP sounds, like when you're mining.
Yeah. I like them.
Sounds like somebody running a stick over a wind chime.
Yeah.
I just hate having multiple sounds to, like, have to register what they mean.
Yes.
Like, I don't mind the level one so much because that's the only one, really.
Yeah.
But if all suddenly everything in the world started getting notification sounds,
oh, yeah.
Like, it'd just be so annoying.
You have just acquired coal.
Something like that?
Yeah.
You now have enough to make a coal block.
Okay. You can now cook a pork chop.
The pork chop has been cooked completely. Your sound card works perfectly. Okay, so I believe that gets one of these.
Yeah. Oh, it gets a buzzer.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, Kraft.
These people didn't realize it either.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So this one here is from Gimpy09870, who wants Potens and Feud.
Potions and Feud.
I think that's... I messed up, and it's... I think potions and food are potions plus food.
Yes, that is exactly
it's math. Arithmetic. Ever wanted to trick your friends into drinking a poison potion all the time? If so, this would allow you to add potion effects into food, thus allowing death by eating. Cake or death. And very happy people.
Though some might be sad.
Yes.
So, Wes, happy or sad?
Sad.
Eric, happy or sad?
Sad.
Notch, are you sad?
Absolutely.
Well, Sasha? We don't really eat the cake now.
Sasha, are you sad?
Oh, man, are you kidding? This is a great idea.
Let's do it!
Not that I endorse or condone griefing of any kind.
Ever.
So, were you the one who put all the chickens into Mark's house?
No, that's a great idea, whoever did it.
Yeah, who did do that, I wonder?
So I figured out, because he's probably not in the chat room, how we can grief Mark next time.
Okay.
We make a world somewhere, and then we put traps around with a spawn and tell him we're stuck, and go, can he save us? Right? And then we play the old footage so he thinks we're stuck, and then he'll come save us. And fall in the trap and die, and we take all of his cool loot.
Huh? You take his awesome goggles?
Yeah! That he would probably give to us anyway if we wanted, right? Yeah. Such a nice guy.
I know
guy,
Mark's like. Revenge tactics too well to get in the middle of that. You have fun.
I would never do that to Mark. That's a joke. Absolute joke. And now he's never going to save us again.
That's awesome.
He just accidentally unwhitelisted all of us.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Oh, Letzi's in the chat room. She's a mod there, too, so...
Mark's in the chat room.
Is Mark
there?
Yeah,
he's right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's here.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
We're just kidding.
Speaking of, we've had two more sales.
Hey, sweet. We just need to talk about it.
Well, thank y'all, everyone.
Ding, ding. Hey, hit the ding button every time somebody buys a shirt. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Am I mining coal? What happened? Yeah.
You got a full stack. Oh, wait. Your pork That's chop's right. ready. Like, see what I'm saying? The game could get pretty scary at that point.
Play the 1912 overture every time you get a piece of sugar.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Or like every time you see something.
Society.
So, so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
It's so intense. Dude, tense.
Double bumper.
Oh, Billy, Idol Song, Eyes Without a Face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double sightings all the way this week,
which is sponsored by mcprohosting.com. You can use the code CHEFPODCAST and get 15% off your order.
Matt, if you're still in, is Matt still in the chat? Can I tell people what we're working on?
Yeah,
I'm doing things with MC Pro Hosting.
Oh, come on, Matt, say yes.
We want to hear.
Oh, just got an email. Matt said yes. Go ahead, say.
Oh, yeah, we got a text message.
Yeah. He beeped me on my beeper.
Said he couldn't be in the chat room right now.
Gave you a special code.
Yeah. He came out of his special headphones.
In the studio with a time machine.
See, I figured out the headphones that Wes got. There's a secret little speaker in there, straight from Matt, where Matt sits there.
It's true.
Talk about MC Pro OSD.
Yeah.
Do we?
So
they got a series of videos they're recording for people who use their service, and I get to narrate them all.
Oh,
very cool.
Because you are the voice.
Nice. They're fun, too. I mean, I get a kick out of... I like helping people anyway, and I like doing recordings like that, so it's kind of like a two-for-one deal. It's really cool.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's cool.
Maybe we'll get you to voice a character in Shaft 150.
Hey, if they get into, like, Ventrilo servers, something, we can use that old commercial we did for that other company.
Oh yeah,
and just take out the name, right?
That's right. That's true. Yeah, we could do that.
So anyway, this is the segment where we talk about cool links and videos that have been brought to our attention over the past week.
Yeah. First one is a link. It's 3D print your Minecraft masterpieces with PrintCraft. This is an article over at TechHive, and it's talking about PrintCraft, the server that enables you to log on to your Minecraft server and design builds that you want 3D printed.
Nice.
Cool.
It is. It's very cool. So, and all the things and sightings will be in the show notes. You can go to shaftpodcast.com and get links to everything.
Oh, but unlike... Well, okay. Never mind. Go on.
Yeah.
So the next one is a video. This is Stage 5 Acceptance. This is Spoomwax short Minecraft animation, and it finds Steve in a somewhat relaxed mood in the face of reality hitting him rather hard.
Oh.
Rather hard.
I guess this is Stage 5 is in reference to the stages of grief.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Next, we've got a video. This is Minecraft EDU creator Joel Levin, and he is being interviewed by the PBS Idea Channel guy, Mike Rugnetta.
Yes.
He's a good guy, too.
Yeah, he was on... I had him on Core Elements as well. He was awesome.
He's excellent.
About Minecraft EDU and its popularity within the educational community. As a matter of fact, I tried to hook up. Like, I tried to get these two together. Like, I was like, hey, Joel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I was trying to get Joel in the chat room.
And they're together, like, in the same place.
Yeah.
Not, like, over Skype.
Well, they're both in New York.
Lamy ding da dong dong.
They're both in New York, so.
Ding dong, yo. Yo, ding dong. That's so great. Joel's awesome.
Yep. So, yeah, if you want to check that out, there will be a link in the show notes. And if you want to hear some more from Mike Rugnetta, we had him on Core Elements at ce.deadworkers.com.
What episode?
I don't have it memorized.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago, though.
And the next one here is someone from our own community, Jay Gazmom, who actually won when we went to MineCon tickets to MineCon, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Did a video for a shot-for-shot remake of the classic Monty Python sketch, How Not to Be Seen. And although we've talked about one before, that one's not available on YouTube anymore. So this one is. So we'll link to it in the show notes.
Yes.
Must watch this.
Yeah, shot for shot. Nice.
Next, we got a video. This is Don't Mind at Night. This is the Pony Music video parody. And Jan Animations is one of the best creator of My Little Pony fan videos. And Jan released this animatic of her forthcoming production, My Little Pony parody of Bebop Vox's Don't Mine at Night.
Yep. I heard that name. Yep.
That's some like major crossovers going on there. Yeah. Ponies, Minecraft, Bebop, Jan Animations, like
parody of a parody. Yeah.
So Bebop, you're a brony, right? You're a Pinkie Pie fan, aren't you?
He totally is.
Pinkie Pie. Pinkie
Pie.
My daughter has Pinkie Pie toothpaste.
Oh.
Isn't that
that's
adorable?
That's so cute. I bet you steal it.
I do. It's delicious. It tastes like candy.
You eat it.
This next one is not safe for wikis. No, not safe for...
It's got
Wes.
A strong
language. Not safe for Wes.
It's
a rooster teeth.
For language, it's a rooster teeth video, but it's things to do in Minecraft, and this is Donkey Kong, so it's a fully playable Donkey Kong game in Minecraft.
Nice!
Yeah, it's cool. It's got the... what are they called? The red metal
stone
things. There's a word for red metal things.
Scaffolding?
There you go. Is that what it's called? The things that Mario jumps on?
Scaffolding.
Yeah. Scaffolding? All right, there you go. Yeah, it's a great recreation.
Beams.
Or girders, if you prefer.
Girders, yeah.
Girders. That's actually the word I was looking for.
With rivets.
That was a silver minnow in the chat.
Is it riveting?
It was riveting.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't know.
We're really
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I think we are.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
I got that Donkey Kong hammer song stuck in my head.
Was that a knock or was that a weak little
something?
That was kind of a weak.
I wonder how long we can sit here and pretend we don't hear anything.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably nothing happening. I mean, I don't hear
You're
anything.
Being loud over there, Wes. What are you doing?
Yeah. Are you banging on something?
It's weird.
Or? I mean, I don't really hear
it's
much.
It's kind of obnoxious.
Kind of waiting for the next bumper.
Are you my mummy?
Hey!
What's
It's you again!
Housekeeping!
Come clean our crap.
Housekeeping! Mint for Pillow.
We get mints?
Pillow.
She's not on strike anymore. That's good.
No, I still want the ducks.
Nope. So, I got a couple things to talk about. First off, I want to remind everybody about the POC Film Festival. The Play on Con Film Festival. If you are interested in submitting your video, they've actually Joe Harden, the guy who's running it, actually like pulled the submission fee off of game videos because he figured he wanted to get more in. So he's like, let's go ahead and pull that. So if you have you want to submit your game video to the Play on Con Film Festival, now gaming videos don't cost anything to submit.
Oh, good.
So, and we're gonna have lots of great things there. We've got
table
a couple of
flipping.
That's not in the movie things.
Oh.
We're talking about the film festival.
What about if it was a movie of table flipping?
There you go, Brent. Bringing it home.
It could be.
We could do a documentary, you and me.
There you go.
About table
slow
flipping.
Motion shots.
We could flip each other.
Time-lapsed.
Yeah.
The table just sits there for like, you know, 3 days. And all suddenly it's just flipped.
And just riveting. So you know, we've got we are doing some full-length movies there. We've got we're going to do a screening of The Story of Minecraft, Mojang, The Story of Minecraft.
Yeah.
We're going to be
introduce it.
We're going to do Reformat the Planet and also Lloyd the Conqueror. So we've got some full-length movies going on. Great stuff. If you go to Play On Film Festival, you can submit your video or short to the Play On Film Festival, or you can help sponsor it. Speaking of sponsoring, the Play On Con sponsorship drive has reached its first goal.
Yay! Nice.
So we got the first goal, which means we've partially funded the shuttle, and we've got some outdoor activities set up. Ideally, I would like to go for three more stretch goals. I want to get we're at 4,000. I want to get to the 7,000 goal. That's really where I want to end up, and that will fully fund the shuttle and do some good stuff. So go to you can either go to playoncon.com and check the news. I got a link to it in there, or you can go to bit.ly POC6 fund for the fundraiser. And anyway, please go and check it out. Help. We've only had a couple of sponsors that are helping doing badge wars. Mm-hmm. And like, there's going to be prizes for the badge wars contestants. So if there's somebody that you know is going and you want them to compete in badge wars, you know, toss $5 towards a con. Nominate them. Get them in the finals. So there you have it.
Nice.
Links will be in the show notes.
Hang out with us. Be fun.
Yeah.
Totally.
You should come to the con.
I'm going to wreck it.
Like Ralph?
Yeah.
Wreck it, Ralph.
I wrecked the podcast.
That didn't go anywhere. What'd you statement. Do with that?
What are you
dude?
Doing over there, Brent?
I don't know.
Are you looking at the spreadsheet page over and over again?
No, I was actually looking up.
I was playing Smite.
Two Player Productions website for Minecraft Story of Mojang.
Yeah.
Because I want to find an image to put on our new website. What? Oh.
Hey.
Oh, wait. I see what you did there.
The it's housekeeping. New. Meant yeah. for pillow.
Oh. Well, we're actually working on our new website. It's the whole thing's going to be redone. But we're also working on branding at the same time. So we'll release the two with our new branding package. At the same time, but it's got a lot of cool stuff hooked in with the live stream will be there. You'll be able to get to all of our podcasts, get to all the games we're currently playing, videos, podcasts. I mentioned that already.
Yeah.
But it's all integrated. So you like register there, sign in, and then you can get whitelisted for the server and the forums, and like everything just works together. It's like magic.
Yeah.
So
it's not magic, it's engine.
It is. Yeah. It is
you
engine.
Like that? You like how I did that?
I do. Has nothing to do with Native Americans either.
Yeah.
So also, when we do our branding for our YouTube channel and our website and pretty much all the products across the board, our channel is going to be a little different too. We're going to have a lot more stuff that doesn't have to do with Minecraft and video games. We're going to have some live action stuff happening on our channel.
Yeah.
Stuff that we've been wanting to do for years. And we're totally not abandoning video games or Minecraft, but instead putting more stuff on the channel. So, you know. So
yeah, we won't be removing Minecraft in lieu of something else. We will be putting Minecraft and something else up.
But we'll tell you a dirty secret. If there's something that you like on our channel and you want to see more of it, here's the key. Get lots of people to watch those videos. You see how that works? It's a really sneaky ploy.
Yeah.
If you get lots of hits on a video, we will probably make more of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, so the site, we're building it in Engine, E-N-J-I-N. And they actually have a special deal with us. I think this is probably the only place on the web you can get this. Normally, they give you a 14-day free trial to like the premium services. Well, they're giving you a 30-day free trial if you use the enjin.com/deadworkers.
Okay.
And you'll get 30 days free of premium to try out all. And they've got all these cool plugins that work with your Minecraft server. So, like, we'll actually be able to, people who sponsor the show, they'll actually be able to get like VIP status or something in the game. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to do, but they will definitely get rewards kind of like that. We were thinking of like it would shoot off fireworks and stuff and say their name in game. And like you can do all this cool stuff with it. So, definitely.
Watch cannons like the kids dying in the Hunger Games.
Things like that. So,
just like that. Also, if you've forgotten by now, it's probably been an hour since I've mentioned this, but go check out our channel, Dead Worker, or it's youtube.com/deadworkersparty, and check out Jungle Run, that Sprint Map music video I talked about about an hour ago, I think.
Yep.
But just in case you forgot, I think you might like it.
Are there any videos you've got out lately, Sasha, that you want to promote?
Nothing recent, no.
Okay.
I'm working on things, but they're all quiet right now.
Ooh, top secret.
Have you thought about coming to PlayOnCon?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would.
You know who's going to be there, right?
Nope.
Mark IRL?
Yeah.
You know who else is going to be there?
I already hugged Mark.
You know who else is going to be there?
You guys?
Seth Bling.
Seth Blizzle.
You know who else is going to be there?
Good.
Pause and pause.
Generic B.
Aurelian.
Yeah.
Rob Moran
from Canada.
Rob Moran is coming from Canada.
Legendary.
U-Realms, Rob Moran coming down.
Legendary.
High on Definition is going to be there.
What about Chris W. About an 8-10-hour drive from Texas?
Yeah. Yeah, about that. Chris W.
If my car made it down the block, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Wait. What? I know.
Oh, is Bitburner coming?
What?
You guys should come pick me up.
Oh, well, here's an idea. You should really talk to Donovan about, hey, you know, I really should see the Curse offices. Can you get me down there for a few days or the week? And then make it that weekend, and you can just ride down with Eric and I.
Yeah, Bitburner is. Oh, That Alice.
That Alice is going to be there. Bitburner is coming.
Yep.
Chris 2WK got his funding.
Yep. Did a little funding drive.
Yeah. Cool. So he and Bit are going to be together for the first time.
So if you don't go, Sasha, you're going to be like the only person ever that didn't go.
Falme's going to be there.
He's crying.
Why are you making him sad? Why are you making him sad?
I know.
He took off his glasses so he wouldn't get them wet.
I think Notch is coming.
Yeah.
And Dinnerbone.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Dinnerbone's going to be there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Oh, Dinnerbone's not going. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know what that's about.
I think Toby Turner said he was coming.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Toby Turner will be there.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be demonstrating FTB in Xbox.
Oh, like yeah. Rebecca Black is premiering a new music video there.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think Psy is going to be there, too.
Psy's coming.
Yeah.
Psy, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's going to be playing his new song, Gentleman. Gentleman?
Yeah. Gentleman.
Kate Upton is doing a Cat Daddy dance-off.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton is going to be there.
Will Wheaton
is going to be there. At least his tweets are. We're going to take his tweets.
His tweets will be there.
Yeah, we'll have Will Wheaton tweeting.
Broadcast him on the wall.
You know,
wow.
Bebop Vox wanted to go. I thought about like he's like, if I sponsored, you know, how about having a cardboard cutout of me? And I'm like, we can work that out.
Nice.
We can work that out. You can get we could have a cardboard cutout Bebop Vox there.
Yeah, people could go
well, before
up
we run out of music here. I don't want to cut out y'all's silliness, but Sasha Varell, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes,
it's always a pleasure. Which everybody can find you at Sasha Varell _ on Twitter.
Yep.
On YouTube, MCF Sasha Varell, and on Twitch, Sasha Varell _, and of course the MinecraftForums.net.
Twitch, actually, I managed to get my name back without the _.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
congrats.
Yes. Awesome.
So congrats.
That was a good story.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Tell us that story. What is that story?
Well, the long and the short it was, I spent 2 years trying to get the account back. I tried emailing the guy who owned it. I tried PMing him on Twitch. I tried talking to Twitch to see if they'd give it back to me since it never saw any videos or uploads. And I came to find, through really dumb chance, that I had that account on a different email.
Oh.
No!
Yeah, so that was awkward.
Nice.
Excellent. Nice.
Dead Workers Party Network. It's not radio. It's The Shaft.